Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The 106th Legislature is in full swing. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance. Nate, it was a busy week last week, and some of the bills that we're intricately involved with have already been dropped. They've been introduced. One that you have put significant time is lottery reform. Tell us about the significance of this legislation and why it's important to Nebraska Family Alliance.
Well, Karen, every single year we see the gambling lobby introduce bills in our state legislature to expand state-sponsored gambling. And every year, thankfully, those bills have been defeated. And this year, we wanted to really take a different approach by trying to actively reel in some of the existing state-sponsored gambling. And so there is a really important bill that has been introduced by Senator Suzanne Geist that would restore basic honesty and transparency in state government by requiring the state lottery to actually tell you what the odds are of winning the prize that they're advertising. All of the advertisements that we see on TV, radio, billboards, and even social media telling people to go buy lottery tickets, those ads are coming from the state of Nebraska, actively encouraging our own citizens to make financially poor decisions that the state knows will result in the citizen losing money. And we want to make sure that people really know what's going on with these lottery games.
And why I like this legislation, it's about transparency. It's about honesty. And Nebraska citizens have the right to know what the odds are, that they're probably going to lose, and they prey upon the poor.
That's exactly right. Research time and time again has shown that not only are state lotteries largely making revenue off of the poorest Americans, but it's also people who are already on government assistance who are buying lottery tickets. So you have government paying government. And I'll just add, Karen, that the state lottery, for every dollar they take in, the state only receives less than 25 cents for every dollar. The rest goes back in prizes to the gambling companies who run the games, who are contracted, and in advertising, and I think we can do better.
To learn more about lottery reform, visit Bill Tracker at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.